Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishne Zayin. Shloish Achim Shnayim Nesum Shtei Achoyos. Bechad Nosi Nochus. Another case of three brothers. Reuben and Shimon married to sisters, and Levi married to another woman. It was not related. Meisechem Bala Achoyos. And here, one of the sisters, one of the husbands of the sisters died. The Konis Nochi Nochus is Ishtoi, and Levi did Yibum. He could do Yibum because that wife was not related to his wife. Umeisa Ishtoi Shalasheni. And now, Shimon, who's still alive, his wife died. So from this point on, basically, once his wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. And then Levi died. So the question now is an interesting question. At the time of the death of Levi, this woman that was originally married to Reuven is now permitted to Shimon, because it's not anymore his wife's sister. His wife died. But we have a problem, because at the time of the death of Reuven, the oldest brother, it was also for Shimon to marry his wife. So do we say that since at the time of the death of Reuven she was Aser, she remains Aser, not because of the wife of his sister, but because of Eshes Ach? In other words, the only time Eshes Ach becomes permitted is if there's Yibum. If there's no Yibum, then the Eshes Ach of Reuven remains intact. Asur Elavoy Lomis. This is one of the big chidushim of Yevamos, that if at the time that Yevamos, the heter of Yibum should have taken effect, and it cannot take effect because she was an Erva, then we say that she has a status of an Eshes Ach that has children, and an Eshes Ach that has children is never permitted, no matter what. Since she was also at one point of time, she remains also forever, even though once again at the time of the death of Levi, and now there should be a Yibam Yitzad Levi, she should be Mutter because she's not anymore his wife's sister. She's still also because she was once the wife of Reuven. Three brothers, two of them married two sisters. One's married a Nochus. Geirish Echon Mibale Achoyes Asishtoi. And one of the ones married to his sister divorced his wife, which doesn't help because still the second one is also to him. So let's go. We have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters, and Levi is not. And Shimon divorced his wife, and Meis Nochi Nochus. Afterwards, Levi died. V'konsa Hamagarish, and then Shimon married her. Umeis, and then he died. So Yishamra, these are all these we say. Kulam Shemeso Shnizgashu Sir Semutaris. Since Shimon divorced his wife before he died, so at the time of his death, he was not married to the sister of Reuven's wife. So in this case, Enochanami, Reuven could do Yibam. Because once again, that this concept of Nezra, that if there was a point of time that was also, remains also forever, that's only if it was also at the time of the death and the Chi of Yibam. But if it was also during the marriage and before he died, it became Mutter, that's Mutter.